great company. And every week we talk to one of our AnchorRising.com bloggers. Justin Katz is in tonight. Justin, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Oh, not bad. Yourself?
I'm good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Reasonably good. How was yours?
That was good. Reasonably good. All right. Always the realist there.
Well, yeah. I don't want to be too enthusiastic because I'm actually enthusiastic about something. Nobody will believe me.
Very good. Nice. Always managing expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on the blog?
Well, we're sort of following in Rhode Island. I see this whole thing with Patrick Kennedy as the national version of what's happening in Rhode Island. The majority coalition is realizing that it can vote itself money and power,
mm-hmm.
and the politicians are lining up to expand the dependency, as you always say. So this right now they're shooting for the debtor group, which is a little bit closer to middle class than they're used to getting for dependents. And eventually it'll all collapse because the people who actually create wealth will stop doing so.
Mm-hmm.
We've been watching the after effects of this a lot, almost on a daily basis, with somewhat disbelief. I mean, you've got House Majority Leader Gordon Fox saying, "I've got a plan to fix the economy, but it wouldn't be fair of me to tell you what it is right now." And
yeah, everybody's got a secret.
Yeah, or they just don't. The other attack is Representative Watson and Senator Raftakis in East Greenwich the other day were saying that they opposed cuts to towns and cities and towns,
right.
But they didn't say we should cut this instead.
And nor do they have the power to make it happen.
Exactly.
So that's all bloviating.
Yep.
And then Bill Murphy talking about cheerleading for the state when there's nothing to cheerlead with.
Exactly. What are we going to cheerlead? Him?
Nothing.
And then, I hate to say, but there's also this weird thing going on in the governor's office with Gary Sass and all these tax reform proposals. The new one, I mean, you and I have talked about the grocery tax, which I see as essentially an expanded and hidden sales tax.
Well, you know what, Justin? We'll have to check that out on the blog, brother. I'm out of time. Thank you very much. We'll look at AnchorRising.com, the greatest political blog on the face of the earth.